You are listening to Phil Hewlett and Friends. I'm Phil Hewlett. I thank you for tuning in. This is the talk show where you get nothing but fun, informative, sometimes unexpected conversation about the stories you care about. You'll hear from the experts, authors, and others. And we hope to put a little smile on your face along the way. On today's show, Kim Kardashian is a mom, and she appears totally nude, and you can see everything, not just the part she's famous for. Plus, some big movies out this weekend, and a special movie reviewer will join us live. Let's meet the friends. Just as delightful, either fresh, frozen, or defrosted, it's Erin Myers.
Yeah, a few shelters and food banks, they got some unexpected goods for this Thanksgiving. I'll tell you how it happened.
All right, and where was I? Oh, yes, that's right. Collecting stories others are afraid to touch. Jay Capadonia is here.
A new London museum has some oddities, but a few in particular may make you gag.
And fighting for justice in the American way, it's Chris Martin.
A Maryland school district has found a new way to separate church and state, and I'm curious to know how you feel about it.
Oh, all right. Well, we'll tell you. I promise we will tell you. Thanks for tuning in today. By the way, big news. We are now expanding our reach. We are officially, as of today, available on iHeartRadio.
Whoa!
Bum-ba-da-bum.
That's a big deal, right?
That's huge.
It is huge.
What's the number one downloaded music app or something to that effect?
I believe it is.
Where you can listen to every radio station across the country?
So how can you... You can't spit off a skyscraper without hitting this program. We're everywhere.
That's what I want to do one day. Go to the Empire State Building and just... hawk a good
You know, the guys, the plainclothes guys with the earbuds and the dark glasses will wrestle you to the ground and drag you down the stairs. They won't even use the elevator.
Really?
They will drag you down the stairs, your head going boop, 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 boop the whole way.
You can't do that?
No.
It won't disintegrate?
No, you might take
down?
Somebody out with that.
It'll slice someone in half.
Yeah.
But I'll still hit the radio show. I'll still hit this program.
Yes.
It's worth it.
Exactly. Just don't slice us in half with your spittle.
I always heard that airplanes dump their toilet water from way up in the sky and it disintegrates before it hits the ground. Have you guys ever heard that before?
That's a myth.
It is a myth. People, they don't actually
people
do
People are
that.
Killed daily by, because of that practice.
Okay, so they discontinued it.
No, I think they do it over
the FAA.
They
the
do
ocean,
it over
hopefully?
The ocean. They do
okay.
it over the ocean, yeah.
Right, not overpopulated
because the ocean. Because the ocean...
What's that flying in the air?
...can handle it, apparently.
Oy.
Maybe not. All right, let's get started because we hadn't yet, really. We were just talking about things. So thank you, iHeartRadio. And we move on now with our first story. And it's you, Erin. Boy, what a mess on the freeway.
Yeah, up in the Bay Area, it was a mess, but it's actually turning out to be kind of positive. A semi-truck, it was carrying around 30,000 pounds of frozen butterball turkeys. And I guess it flipped on its side and turkeys spilled all over the road.
Oh.
Yes. Now, I guess turkeys, if they spill on the road, they can't be sold in the store. So now these turkeys are all going to go to shelters to feed the hungry and the homeless.
Okay.
But they were in boxes, so they're perfectly good turkeys.
Of course they are.
You know.
What's your favorite part? Are you guys dark meat guys? Are you breast guys? What
Give
are
me
you?
A drumstick and I'm good to go.
Drumstick, yeah.
I like the giblets, the heart, and the neck.
There you go.
You're brutal.
You are a man.
That's right.
Yes. Pass me that bird and then you just start gnawing on it, right?
All of the turkey.
Oh, man. Chris, I knew that about you. Well, I don't, you know, I like the dark meat on the turkey.
Sure.
I think I like the breast in a sandwich with a lot of mayonnaise on it because it can get a little dry for my taste.
Mayonnaise
mustard. And some maybe some mustard, but you know what? I think the mayonnaise and some black pepper.
Ooh,
that's what how
that's
I like
combo.
It.
Cranberry
yeah.
sauce goes good with it too. To
Not
help sort
a bad
of wet
thing.
It down.
Yeah. Yeah.
How
so,
bad is society though? Oh, look, they're turkeys. They're on the road. We can't touch them.
Yeah, like
Give
I
them
said,
to the poor people.
5 second rule. If anything's on the ground, it's okay.
Yeah.
Even if it's been there for a
I
few
like
seconds.
That.
We have authorities. We have federal authorities who look out for the safety and health of we people.
Yeah.
Yes. All right.
People with jobs.
Were we talking about breasts a moment ago, Erin?
Yes, we were, and I'll tell you that breasts are, you know, very popular all around nowadays. And, you know, sometimes women like to get enhanced, but I think they get a little nervous to go all the way through. Well, there is a doctor in New York who has come up with this thing called vacation breasts. And
what?
Yes, vacation breasts.
Like is that for men?
Well, I think both people would probably benefit, women and men, from this. Because what happens is he's trying to get these boobs that last for 2 to 3 weeks, and it gives you the chance to experience bigger ones.
They're not try-ons or strap-ons.
No, they're injected saline, and they'll last 2 to 3 weeks. And he says it's perfect for taking a vacation, you know, trying out that bikini top or a special event. Mm-hmm. And then after 2 to 3 weeks, they go back down. And he already has the 24-hour ones called Instabreasts. But the saline disappears after
this guy's
a week.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
But get this. It costs $2,500 most likely to do this, he says.
So, for the 24 hours or for the
2 to 3 weeks? That's a lot of money for 2 to 3 weeks.
Yeah, you could get the whole surgery done in Mexico for that.
Yeah, probably depending on where in the world you go, you could.
A couple more bucks in Brazil where they might be a little better at it.
So, okay, the guy injects you with saline.
Mm-hmm.
You have bigger breasts for 2 to 3 weeks.
Yes.
When that 2 to 3 weeks is over and the saline goes away, are your boobs
saggy?
Yeah, like just wrecked for the rest of your life?
Yeah, something's got to give. Is that what you're saying,
Jen?
Yeah.
I mean, now you look like the cover of a National Geographic magazine, right?
Geez.
I mean, that's just what happens.
It's going to stretch. I would think it's going to stretch them out. And yeah, they might not be as perky as they were before. So it could be a ploy to like get you to have
evil
to.
Yes. Plan. Exactly. Because then he'll say, well, looks like you probably should get the procedure another.
And then hands her a pamphlet.
$12,500.
Right, exactly. Yes. Now you really need them. So.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Ladies.
Careful.
The truth is, we like you the way that you are, generally
That's
speaking.
That's true.
We can always dial up a photo on the internet.
That's very true.
If we need to see those breasts. Let's just have yours.
Now, lipo, I'm not against, but bigger boobs,
yeah. Just get a pair of those. What do they call them? Chickens? You throw
cutlets.
Them in your cutlets.
Cutlets.
The little party breasts that you throw
so
in your
stick
inside.
Stick them in, and you know they give you that nice cleavage for the night.
Break out for the anniversary
but then if
dinner.
But then if you are on a new date. It could be a little embarrassing when he's like, wait, those aren't what I thought they were.
Well, here's the way you got to understand the way a guy's brain works. You reveal those and there's only a slight moment of disappointment. But then you turn it into a game and start throwing them around the room like frisbees.
Oh, OK.
Right. The guy's in.
No. Get out.
What?
What are you talking about? Sorry. Look, if you're going to sell me a bill of goods, what else are you going to lie about? If you're going to lie about that,
you're going to walk out in the moment.
After you might say
maybe
something.
After the moment, but
yeah. And then you'll just be so brokenhearted.
I'll be right back. I got to get another beer. Yeah. All right, let's do this.
Good thing you're attached because it's over.
Yeah, yeah, I know, right? Sorry, but it's the way it is.
Yeah, all right.
I'm just glad that Aaron clarified to Phil that they're called cutlets because he about had women going out and buying Cornish game hens to stuff in their bra.
Right.
Yeah, well, Jay, chickens are really
Chris,
popular right now,
guys,
apparently.
Yeah,
so.
They are. But don't people get chickens for pets sometimes?
They are becoming quite popular as pets, but there's a guy that was, I guess, upset with his ex.
Yeah.
So he sent her a box of baby chickens, like 15 of them. And
aren't those called chicks?
Chicks, yes. Little chicks. And apparently that's legal to send them through the postal service. She said when she got them, she was going to throw them out. So the postal service.
That's brutal.
Yeah, not very nice. I'd probably keep them all. If I got 15 chickens in the mail, I'd be like, oh, cute.
Oh,
yeah. But anyway,
your cats would love those.
They would have a feast.
Right? Yeah.
It would be a feast, a feline feast.
Yeah.
But yeah, the Postal Service guy took them to the Humane Society and they're all okay. But it was a mean prank to send chickens in the mail.
I think so.
It's funny.
If you think about it. But if you're the person, though, you get them in the mail.
I'm like dinner for a month. Yeah.
Really?
No.
They're little babies right now. So
I don't think
a
chef would even make something out of chicks.
Yeah, no, I was totally kidding. I take that back. No, I'm not. What?
Think of the value of the feathers.
See?
What did you do with those?
See what I'm talking about? Yeah, man.
How about?
I got thanks for the gift.
Back scratcher
go make
on
money.
A stick? What do you think?
Yeah, right?
Jay. Well, why don't we, before we hurt Aaron's feelings too badly, look, you're not getting teary eyed.
No,
are you?
I'm okay.
They make great target practice, just saying.
They're really cute. I'd keep them.
All right, lay off. Time out.
Sorry.
All right, round two. Jay, it's your turn. And. I can't even wrap my head around this story.
Well, a London museum that has now opened to the public, it actually opened this week, has ancient sex toys and a few other curiosities, if you will. And they also have poop from celebrities.
That's disgusting. Where?
It is the Victor Wind Museum of Curiosities, Fine Art, and Natural History.
I am curious to know how they procure celebrity poop.
Well, here, I'm going to tell you a little bit of a story. They've got such items as, like, Picassos, taxidermy animals, ancient Chinese sex toys, 19th century babies preserved in formaldehyde, McDonald's Happy Meal toys, so a bit of everything. But this is actually kind of great. They have urine from Russell Crowe, which he says was a gift.
Wait, he didn't throw it at somebody in
a
jar?
No. And then they also have poop from pop star Kylie Minogue and the late singer Amy Winehouse.
And again, I ask how.
Yeah.
He doesn't go into it. I don't know.
Probably is it like a scavenger hunt? They knock on the doors of celebrities and say, hi, I've got one item missing. I got to get celebrity poop. Can you help me?
I will pay $2 million to anybody who can get celebrity poop from Tom Cruise. All right. Here's where it gets really gross. Yeah. In the museum.
We're leaving the show. We're just going
to
leave you in this room now,
say.
Jay.
You pay to get into the museum a few bucks, but then when you get to the poop wall, if you will.
They pay you back?
No. You pay $8 for a sniff.
Oh! Oh, my God.
Can you believe that?
No.
Oh, my gosh.
How much did you pay to get in?
Just a couple bucks, a couple pounds, if you will.
Yeah, wow.
So I will never look at Kylie Minogue and Amy Winehouse, rest her soul, but it's the same after
this. What do you think Winehouse smells like? Red wine and pills?
I don't know.
On any given day, your excrement goes through various changes.
Sure.
Depending on what you're eating and drinking, right?
Sure, yeah.
And or depending on whether you're sick.
And she was sick. Winehouse.
Yeah. This is going to a new low right now. I'm just saying.
You think they'd have to like formaldehyde it or something?
Yeah.
Don't you think? Isn't it going to just deteriorate over time?
You mean maybe there's like a taxidermist? There's an expert who handles those sorts of things when they're put in
an excrement taxidermist
museum.
No, thank you.
I think we need to leave.
Guy says the idea of the museum is just to cheer people up and make people laugh.
That does not make me feel cheered up.
All right, we're going to make you either happy or mad with the next story, but you're going to have to wait for it. It's Chris Martin with the remarkable lengths a school district has gone to completely remove all religion. You want to hear this. You can't wait to hear it, but you're going to have to. It's next here on Phil Hewlett and Friends.
In sports, speed is everything. When it comes to headache relief, speed is the only thing. Introducing Goody's Headache Relief Shot, the all-new liquid fast formula. Just screw off the top, down the shot, and knock back pain for fast, long-lasting relief. Leave headache pain behind with Goody's Headache Relief Shot. Available now at Walgreens.
Here's a great idea for your next outing. A cruise of the L.A. Harbor on a Spirit Cruises yacht. Whether you have a large party, a company outing, wedding reception, a reunion, or you need the perfect setting for a romantic evening, Spirit Cruises offers everything you need to relax and enjoy your time on the water. For a limited time, enjoy Sunday brunch at Portsacall Waterfront Dining right next door. And the first Spirit Cruises Harbor Cruise of the day is free. For more information, call 310-548-8080 or visit spiritmarine.com. All right, we sprayed, and it's safe to come back into the studio. Phil Hewlett and Friends, I'm Phil, Aaron Myers, Jay Cambodonia, and Chris Martin are here. We promise no more poop stories.
I think I have one more on my list.
What are you talking about? You have another poop story?
What is wrong with you?
Can you just set it aside? We need to move on, because this is a story that you will immediately have an opinion on, and Chris... Tell us about, is it a school or a school district?
It's an entire school district.
Oh, what are they doing?
Well, in Montgomery County, Maryland, starting next year, by the way, so after this school season, they will be removing all religious holidays from their school calendar. This would include holidays like Christmas, Yom Kippur, Easter. Those fall under religious holidays. And Christmas break will now be referred to as winter break, and they just simply show it as winter break, no school on these days. And, Jay, get ready. They have done this because of the push from Muslim communities.
Oh, of course!
About their unequal treatment in their ability to observe their faiths.
You know, why can't they use the calendar as a teaching tool? Do you see what I'm saying? Keep Christmas on there. Keep Easter on there. Kwanzaa, put it on there, okay? Yeah. And then teach the kids about them when it comes to that time. I don't care if they call Christmas break winter break. That's cool. Whatever. It's in the winter. It makes sense. I'll give them that. But to take religion out of a calendar, you got – I know you, there's a separation of church and state, and you can't pray, and you have to have – but you have to teach kids about the culture of America. This is the melting pot. This is why we have so many religious holidays. What jackass goes in there and says, I'm offended that Christmas is on the calendar? That's ridiculous.
No, fair enough. And it's not that they were offended that Christmas is on the calendar. It's they were offended that holidays like Eid al-Adha is not on the calendar. So there were two sides to this one, right? Either one, you add more religious observances and more days off for the kids, or two, you cancel the ones that are existing.
More days off?
Yes, right. I wish they did that when I was little, man. Yeah.
Hey, here's the difficulty. I mean, when this nation was founded, it was largely Christian.
Right.
And so the whole melting pot thing, as more and more people from more and more cultures come around and they don't necessarily convert to Christianity in order to become American, you can't expect that sort of thing to happen. Right. So now you have the challenge. Okay, you've got 15 or 20 world religions out there, and they're all here. And so it isn't just Christmas. It's all those other things. Mm-hmm. But you can't follow the holiday calendar throughout the year and take 2 weeks off. So the only other reasonable solution, I suppose, is what this school is doing. Take it all out.
Yeah, and it makes sense. And they can't win because now they've ostracized their Christian sect and Catholic sect, and so they're upset at them. But, you know, the Muslim sect, which there's a large portion of them in that area,
sure,
they're a little bit more happy about it.
Are they happy about it?
Well, I don't know. They just, I guess they look at it as, you know, a little bit of give and take.
Okay.
Yeah, but I mean, add them all and call it winter break. That's what you do. Put them all on there. Teach the kids. This way, you can also teach tolerance as well.
Mm-hmm, that's a good idea.
You know, you raise your kids to be, okay, look, they're having, you know, the guys down the street, they don't celebrate Christmas, here's why. Or, you know, the guys down the street, they don't celebrate Hanukkah, here's why. And then you have a calendar and you can show them. Use it as a teaching tool. Don't take it away from them.
Well said, Jay.
Thank you. I only have these moments few and far between, so mark your calendars.
Now, here's a teaching moment for you. Paper magazine, that's the name of the magazine, Paper, has released two more nude photos of Kim Kardashian from the photo shoot that yielded her now infamous, it's known as a greasy butt shot.
A greasy butt shot.
Because I guess they oiled her up.
Can I Google that?
They did oil her.
They oiled her up, and it's almost like they used motor oil.
She's right? Shiny, that's for sure.
Yeah.
One of the photos is full frontal exposure. So... all sorts of things are happening around this. There are Photoshops galore.
Oh, they're fantastic.
And Chelsea Handler, you know who she is?
No.
Comedian.
Barf.
She's going to be funny once in a while. She posted her own naked butt photo on Instagram. It was a selfie that she took in her, I guess, either her hotel bathroom or her home bathroom. Not sure. Just whipped out the butt cheeks, took a photo.
Good for you, Chelsea.
Their butts like are very different, Chelsea Handler and Kim Kardashian's. Not
how
the same.
How so, Aaron?
Yes. Well, Chelsea Handler, I don't think, could have the champagne glass. I don't think she'd hold it up.
No,
I don't
not
think
at all.
It would work.
Well, she's got a white girl butt. Yeah. I mean, you know, sorry, but that's the way it is.
I have a booty, I think.
Well.
I don't care what anybody says. That Kim Kardashian is one of the most uniquely beautiful women on this planet.
Are
and
you
it's
serious?
No wonder that she creates so much buzz when she does something like this.
Costs a lot of money.
And
to look
I,
that
for
good.
One, am glad she does it.
Well,
she has a big supporter here.
Oh, look at that. All right. Well, we do have a link. There's the word warning ahead of it. So when you click on it, first thing you'll see is a photo of Kim fully clothed and champagne flowing out of a bottle and defying gravity, going up and over her head, landing on a champagne glass, which is balanced not so carefully because it's not necessary. It's flat as a board, the top plane of her butt cheeks. And so that's an interesting photo. And apparently some controversy. That is a redo or a revisit of a photo taken in the 1960s of an African model, I believe.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so
I believe it's from the same photographer.
So you can Google all of this, and you'll probably find all sorts of things that are just absolutely wrong. But in the meantime, you may find the right photos. We're not going to help you with all of it, but this will be a little internet
everywhere.
Internet adventure for you.
Enjoy. Yeah. You know, I'm sick and tired of people giving people credit who have no talent. You know, that's the thing.
She's amazing.
Oh, she sure has a talent.
I'm just kidding.
I was like, what? You totally got me there for a second.
I'm like, I want to be just
get
like her.
Out of
I would take the bucks that she gets, but I wouldn't do the things she does to get them.
Is it making money a talent of some sort?
Get out of here.
She's a businesswoman. You're a Kim Kardashian homer,
so
I am.
Your opinion does not fly here.
Well, while we're talking nudity, Aaron, equal time, I guess, in this case, right?
Yes.
What do you have for us?
Oh, I like these pictures, at least from a girl's perspective, at least some of them. There's a crew team at the University of Warwick in England. And
crew team,
yeah.
That's rowing.
Yes.
I did that in college.
I bet you didn't
fully
take photos
clothed.
Like this. Yes.
No.
Well, they a calendar since 2009. Well, this year they've decided that they want to reach out to young people that are challenged by bullying, homophobia, and low self-esteem. So they started this program called Sports Allies, where 10% of the profits will go to that program. And, you know, there's just pictures of cute, muscular men puppies and holding, you know, their crew boats and
so
oars.
So it's like the New York firefighters calendar?
Yes, but crew guys from college.
Oh.
I like it. Yes.
It's pretty graphic.
Yeah, they're pretty
some
naked.
Of the strongest guys you will ever meet are our crew.
Is it gay-centric? Are they, like, going after the male audience?
Well, they said
they realized
after doing this a couple years that they had a big gay men audience, so they wanted to...
Well, let's put it this way. The main picture that we have posted on the show fun page at philhewlettandfriends.com makes you wonder if a lot of these guys wished their crewmates had mullets. For comfort.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Hey, what are you going to go see at the local Cineplex this weekend? You're going to get a better idea when our guest movie reviewer, we love this guy. Wait till you meet him. He joins us live next here on Phil Hewlett and Friends. Thanks for tuning in. It's Phil Hewlett and Friends. Hi. How are you? I'm Phil. We have Jay and Aaron and Chris. And this weekend, some interesting choices at your local Cineplex. Let's bring in movie reviewer KMIR-TV Palm Springs' very own Manny De La Rosa, better known as Manny the Movie Guy. Manny, I got to tell you, I've been watching some of your videos from your work there, and the celebrities love you, and there's good reason why. You are a hoot, my friend.
Oh, thank you. It comes naturally.
Oh, good. and kind of look like the Filipino Elvis to me.
Thank you. I actually want to be the Filipino Ellen DeGeneres, but that'll do.
They're both cool.
Yeah. All right. Good. Hey, we've got a lot of movies to consider this weekend. And driving around, I've been seeing a lot of billboards for this movie, Beyond the Lights. And I could tell you, I know absolutely nothing about it. What do you know?
Well, you know, Beyond the Lights, to be honest with you, I haven't seen that yet because it's not coming to Palm Springs yet. So that I haven't seen, but I've seen Dumb and Dumber 2, Foxcatcher, and Rosewater all coming out tomorrow.
Good. Let's talk about those. Dumb and Dumber 2, and it's spelled T-O, which is dumb.
Right, exactly. In their trailer for the movie, it says, this is just dumb, really, really dumb, and I could not agree more. But here's the bottom line, though, Phil. That's what the fans like. And to be honest with you, confession time, when the first Dumb and Dumber opened in theaters in 1994, I didn't like it. But through the years, I grew fond of the original, which actually aged well playing in our small screen. It's almost like an annoying family member that you love to hate.
Yeah, it grows on you.
It does.
And you got to love that car, that furry puppy car that they
Mud
drive.
Cuts?
Yeah.
I would like one.
Yeah, isn't that great?
Yeah, you would.
And that makes a comeback, too. And, you know, Jim Carrey, Jeff Daniels, I love them both. They can do, you know, anything pretty much. And here they know that they're doing something dumb, and they're just... they're along for the ride. But there are some scenes that are funny. There are some scenes that are raunchy. But truth be told, and I love the Farrelly brothers, but I think their comedy car has left the building.
Uh-oh.
Really? Wow.
You know, I mean, in the 90s, they were the king, right? They're the king of comedy. Come on, there's something about Mary. brilliant, brilliant film to this day, even to this day. But then the 2000s came, and, you know, Judd Apatow and Seth Rogen's more witty and still raunchy comedy came, and the Farrelly brothers just seemed kind of lost in the shuffle.
Oh.
So do you think Dumb and Dumber 2 will live up to the original? Like you said, through the years, do you think it will, like a wine, mature with age?
And that's the thing. Only time will tell if the sequel will also age well. But for now, this one is just really just pure dumb.
Well, yeah, go ahead.
Okay, I was going to say, so I know that Jim Carrey, they're saying that he was kind of hoping this would be like a comeback kind of movie for him because the last couple didn't do as well. Do you think this will work for him?
Box office-wise, yes. I think there's a strong, strong interest in this film. But here's another honest-to-goodness truth is that comedians have maybe a shelf life of 5 years.
Yeah.
You know, are you listening, Adam Sandler?
Oh, yeah. Right. Who? Who?
And I love him. I do love Adam. He's a sweet, sweet, sweet guy. But, you know, I mean, or Will Ferrell, for instance.
Yeah.
You know?
I think Dumb and Dumber 2 is going to do well because it's really the only comedy out there. Everything else is drama. We have this movie Foxcatcher, which is curious to me because you have Steve Carell, Mark Ruffalo, Channing Tatum, Steve Carell in a drama. And you saw this.
Right. And he's one of those smart comedians who knew how to do it well. He probably knows that he has a shelf life of 5 years as a comedy. So this time, I mean, he delves deep into the character. And let me tell you, mark my words, he will be nominated for an Oscar for
Really?
Forever.
No way. Get out of here. The guy from Office?
The guy from Office, exactly. Or 40-year-old mm-hmm. virgin.
You right. have got to...
Well, I would love that. Can you imagine he wins? What would his acceptance speech be like?
Oh, he'll have to class it up. You know what I mean?
No, I like them when they're funny. Yeah.
See, that's the thing. That's who he is. He can't win.
I want
an Oscar.
Him to be Brick from Anchorman when he accepts his Oscar.
Isn't he dressed up pretty wild too, Manny? Didn't he have to spend some time in the makeup chair for this one?
And use quite an impressive prosthetic nose, let me tell you. And that's just a sign of an Oscar contender, you know? I mean, you put prosthetic makeup. You lose weight. I mean, you know, it's a surefire best acting nomination.
Yeah.
But the bottom line, though, is I worship at the altar of director Bennett Miller. The director has a penchant for turning true life movies such as Capote and Moneyball is back with yet another ripped from the headlines movie. And, you know, this is a little confession again. Oh. At night, I love watching Investigation Discovery, all those true crime drama.
Yes.
You know, my partner always asks me, oh, why do you watch this? I go, I don't know. You just be careful, I said.
Oh, see, you're learning. With all your confessions today, Manny, the movie guy, I feel like a priest.
I know, right? Or Madonna.
Yeah, one of those. So Jon Stewart, TV's Jon Stewart, he has a movie. It's called Rosewater. What's that about?
And who knew this guy could make a fantastic film? Rosewater is brilliantly heartfelt. And this one's a drama inspired by true events. Gael Garcia Bernal stars as Maziar Bahari, a broadcast journalist with Canadian citizenship who was detained in Iran for an interview he gave regarding the country's presidential election. Bahari was arrested and brutally interrogated, usually blindfolded and being interrogated. The one distinguishing feature of his interrogator was that he smelled like rose water.
Oh.
Dun, dun, dun.
And that's the name of the movie.
You know, I hate Jon Stewart. I mean, he pretty much can do it all, right? I mean, he can write, direct. He's charming. He's a witty political satirist.
Oh, I see. You hate him because he's good.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right? Just as much as how much we hate Channing Tatum was in Foxcatcher for being just so hot.
Did he really get a cauliflower ear while making that movie?
Right. Okay. Yes.
That's what I heard.
Yeah, well,
and
all right.
Cauliflower, you're making a movie. How
wrestling.
Did that...
Hey, Manny, we want to, first of all, what are you doing in Palm Springs? I mean, nothing against Palm Springs, but why the heck aren't you all over the world at this point?
Well, you know what? I'm actually on the Filipino channel as well, which is, you know, national, international, and it's near and dear to me because, you know, I give love to my peeps, and my mommy, who lives in Branson, Missouri, can watch me
wow.
Friday.
There's
yes.
Filipinos in Branson?
Yes.
That's
mom.
Amazing.
That's it.
The locals call them Chinese.
Oh, geez, Phil.
I'm sure they do. They probably get some good stares over there.
Right.
Oh, my goodness. All right, you know, our guy Chris here, he wants to take you back a couple of weeks because he's considering seeing a movie, and our previous longstanding movie reviewer, Michael Srago, who's gone on to much bigger and better and loftier things, had a bad review of this movie, and Chris was looking forward to seeing it, and we want to get your opinion. Isn't that right, Chris?
Yeah, well, I was hyped up, Manny, about watching Interstellar. It's just one of those ones that, you know, grabbed me with all the headlines that it was making and sort of the storyline, but now I'm hearing a lot of, like, how long it is and drawn out and maybe even hard to follow. Did you see it, and what's your opinion?
It's really not hard to follow, though. It's very simple. But the problem with this, and I again, just like Bennett Miller, I also worship at the altar of Christopher Nolan. I mean, this guy can make the illogical logical, right? But this is not one of his stellar movies. You know, it's you're right. It's just too long. But still, the magic of the film is our space cowboy Matthew McConaughey. He's amazing in this film, and he will hold you from start to finish, all 162 minutes of it.
So it's worth a watch, then. Go see it.
It's worth a watch, and it's really worth a watch to see in the big screen.
I got
to
make a note if when we have you on again one of these days, Manny, and hopefully soon, because we're enjoying this conversation. I have to remember to pay the drummer union dues so that we can actually get the rim
the
shot
rim
in
shot.
There, you know, but as needed, right?
I'll bring the whole band with me next time.
A pleasure to speak with you, Manny De La Rosa, Manny the Movie Guy from KMIR-TV. Just open up your YouTube and find Manny in there. He's a lot of fun to watch, and you've interviewed so many celebrities who seem to just fall in love with you in moments, and I can understand why. And let me end our conversation by plainly saying, salamat po.
Walang anuman.
Talk to you again soon.
Say what now?
Bye.
All right, goodbye.
What is this, Inside Joke Day?
Yes,
what?
Exactly.
How come I didn't get invited to that?
What salami poke.
Yes.
I heard it.
What?
That's what he said.
Hey, we found a new e-ticket at Disneyland. And Jay's going to...
I can't.
You can't do it? Not right now?
Oh, my God.
Okay, we'll take a break and come back, and you'll hear about this next on Phil Hewlett and Friends.
In sports... speed is everything. When it comes to headache relief, speed is the only thing. Introducing Goody's Headache Relief Shot, the all-new liquid fast formula. Just screw off the top, down the shot, and knock back pain for fast, long-lasting relief. Leave headache pain behind with Goody's Headache Relief Shot, available now at Walgreens.
Here's a great idea for your next outing, a cruise of the L.A. Harbor on a Spirit Cruises yacht. Whether you have a large party, a company outing, wedding reception, a reunion, or you need the perfect setting for a romantic evening, Spirit Cruises offers everything you need to relax and enjoy your time on the water. For a limited time, enjoy Sunday brunch at Portsacall Waterfront Dining right next door, and the first Spirit Cruises Harbor Cruise of the day is free. For more information, call 310-548-8080 or visit spiritmarine.com. All right, we're still laughing. The salami poke.
That was brutal.
Yeah, well.
It was hilarious, but...
That's what I thought I heard. What did you say, Phil? What was it actually?
I said salamat po.
Oh, salamat po.
Salamat, which is thank you, and po is like a...
very much type
it's,
of thing?
It's like a name of honor.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Right, like usted in Espanol.
Exactly.
Okay.
Like that.
I'm with you. Salamat po.
Whatever, man. He had me in tears.
It's a matter of respect. Yeah. But have you gotten yourself together, Jay?
I have.
All right, good. Because you need to tell us about the new exciting adventure at Disneyland.
Well, it's actually not in Disneyland, but Disneyland Paris. People who live in the area, kind of like Disneyland in Anaheim. It's in pretty much a residential area, Disneyland Paris. Well, people have been told to stay indoors. Because there's a tiger on the loose.
Wow.
They have no idea where this tiger came from.
Is it the tiger from Aladdin?
No.
That was my guess.
Disneyland Paris has said that they do not own any tigers. They don't know where it came from, but it is wandering the streets around the park. People are trying to take selfies with it.
Oh, boy. That's going to turn out bad.
They're trying to capture it and all this stuff. So authorities have moved in, and they're like, look, they have hired a special tiger tracker. to try and catch the guy, and they're following prints. They can't catch him. There are several reports from witnesses. I don't know how credible they are, but that the lion actually has a cub with her.
Oh.
Aww.
But they don't know that yet.
Now, is this helping to increase the visits to the theme park there?
I doubt it, because people were told to stay indoors.
Yes, because there's
eaten.
A tiger.
But yeah. You know what I mean? It's like when somebody dies on a roller coaster, the attendance goes up at the theme park like the next couple of days.
Yeah, right? Like, dude, I can stand that. I can do it.
No, it's just human nature. So people want to race to a train wreck.
So morbid
true.
We are.
Yeah, it's just human nature.
Story doesn't say, but yeah, tiger in Disneyland Paris, or around Disneyland Paris.
I wonder if they're going to have to add at zoos now, if they have to add a sign below the one that says, do not feed the animals, do not take selfies with the animals. So that's next.
well, you know, we love oddities. We love things that we don't see in regular life, like, you know, the types of things that you see in the Guinness Book of World Records, that sort of thing. And Chris, there's a photo that I'm told the Web Munchkins have just posted on our show fun page. Of a meeting of two people who are on polar opposites when it comes to stature.
Yeah, this photo below the caption should be a stark contrast, because the 10th annual Guinness World Records Day was held in London recently, and they're celebrating their new book and upcoming events and all of that. Well, what they did to help celebrate the event, they got the world's tallest living man and the world's smallest living man together.
Oh.
And there's a picture of 8'9" Sultan Kozin from Turkey and 21-inch Chandra Bahadur Dangi from Nepal.
What's his name?
Right there. Yeah, okay. Good job.
Chandra Bahadur Dangi
nice.
From Nepal.
Well done.
And there's a couple of pictures. There's actually one where the tallest man is reaching down to shake the hand of the smallest man. There's two of them where they're waving, and obviously it's in portrait format, not landscape, in order to fit them both in.
Yeah.
And it's a cool picture.
Yeah, go take a look at it. It's on our show fun page.
And by the way, I also wanted to say that Guinness does expect 2015 to be a record-breaking year of record-breaking.
Really?
Okay. Those are some big words there.
Yeah. All right.
What was 8 foot? Can you imagine being 8 foot tall?
Well, sure. And can you imagine being 21 inches tall?
Yeah,
I mean,
no.
The smell in a crowded elevator is completely different.
right. Oh, yeah, and so is the temperature. But, you know, also, while we're on unique people in America, we were, you know, Veterans Day was just on Tuesday, and we're celebrating our vets and everything that they do. And there was a story that came out about America's oldest living veteran. His name's Richard Overton. He's 108 years old. He lives in Austin, Texas.
World War II, or was he in something prior to that?
Boy, you know what? I don't know exactly what he was in, but he was wearing his uniform in the article I was reading. It seems like he's spent his time. I don't know exactly where he spent it, though.
Yeah.
But they asked him, hey, listen, what's this key to life? What are you doing now? And he says, I smoke cigars. I do a lot of yard work. I drive and drink whiskey.
That a boy!
yeah. But not in that order, necessarily.
Yeah.
And together, drive and drink whiskey.
Yeah.
What an ass kicker. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Spend his life in the military, drinks whiskey, smokes cigars. Screw it, I'm 100 and some odd years old.
And his uniform
fantastic.
Still fits.
I don't know. I mean, when somebody 108 years old gets behind the wheel and drives something,
you move.
Does it really
way.
Matter so much if they've had anything to drink?
Probably
no.
not.
It might actually help.
Other than that, usually they're only doing 45, so there's not much of an accident.
Yeah, true. 45 and a 75. Hey, apparently, if you want your marriage to last, you need to track somebody down who is the exact same age as you, or else you're doomed.
Really?
Yeah. Oh. Researchers at Emory University, that's in Atlanta, just released a study that found the bigger the age gap, the more likely you are to get divorced.
Well, that makes sense.
That.
Yeah. You see, couples with a 30-year age difference, that's what you call a May December
that's
right there.
That's old enough to be your dad.
That's somebody's digging for gold in case, right?
Easily.
30-year age difference are 172% more likely to get divorced. Now, what percentage is one of the pair likely to get enhanced financially? Probably 600%. Couples with a 20-year age difference, 95% more likely to get divorced. 10-year difference, 39%. A 5-year age difference, 18% more likely to get divorced.
Wow.
And that's pretty common, is it? 5 years?
Yeah.
Well, I think just getting married, you have like a 60% likelihood of
getting divorced.
Yeah. I think that's the point.
Good boy.
Yeah, it's because 1 year difference is a 3% more likely to get divorced. So, but if you are the exact same age, it doesn't seem like, you know, women mature emotionally faster than men. Isn't that true?
Like, I guess rule of thumb is about 2 years
faster than
men. Something. Yeah, it's probably more than that.
That's all?
I mean, I've seen some studies that say a man doesn't fully mature until his 40th birthday.
Oh. Yeah, exactly. I hope to never, but anyway.
I mean,
you
come
might
on.
Be okay with that one. Ever, never, probably not.
Never, ever.
I mean,
ever.
At what age do boogers and farts stop being funny?
Never. I don't care who you are. A fart is funny. Just saying. Well, look, try not to laugh.
I know, I'm laughing.
All I
got to
do is say fart, and you are cracking up.
Yeah. I'm like,
yeah. So if you're wondering, most couples do have an age difference in the average married couple worldwide. The man is 2.4 years older than the woman, and only 13% of married couples are the same age. Only 13%.
You know, it makes a lot of sense because you grow up in the same time frame, so you've kind of got a lot in common. You know, the same music acts were big at the same time. Same movies, same TV shows. So you've got a kind of, you know, a common ground to work off of.
I love Barbie and My Little Pony.
Do you?
They're awesome.
Hey, you know, we forgot to ask Manny, the movie guy, what he thought of Matthew McConaughey, you know, as a guy. You know, guy to guy, that kind of thing.
Well, he's probably a good guy.
He's a big deal in those commercials that you see when he's driving around. There have been a lot of spoofs. He's driving a Lincoln.
Have you seen the newest spoof that is rocking the universe right now?
What's that?
So the Matthew McConaughey commercials are fantastic. He's driving the Lincoln, and he's just being so deep. I never drove a Lincoln. Or what is it? I drove a Lincoln a lot before somebody paid me to.
Yeah. Right.
It's just so deep, right? Did you guys see the Saturday Night Live spoof?
Oh, the
with
Jim Carrey?
Yes,
yeah,
those were fantastic.
Spectacular.
Well, the newest commercial to spoof the Matthew McConaughey Lincoln commercials is Power Wheels.
Oh, I love Power Wheels.
The Fisher-Price Power Wheels. They've got kids dressed up in suits. And they do a spin-off of the McConaughey voiceover in the commercial. It is fantastic, super cute. I almost want to have kids because I want to do this with my kids.
Kids
like,
in
that's
suits
awesome.
Are pretty freaking cute.
Yeah. I want adult Power Wheels anyway because I want to just ride them down a, like a 45-degree slant down a hill.
And then do a donut at the
yes,
end.
Yes, exactly. That is those with a huge wheel in the front, the two small ones in the back. That's one of the best advancements
well, those
on
are
a bike,
big wheels.
On a tricycle ever. What's a power wheel?
Power wheel is an actual powered, electric-powered vehicle.
Oh, it's like
vehicle.
A mini car.
This is
like,
that's one of the reasons why kids are obese.
Right.
They don't have to walk anywhere.
No pedals.
Right.
Can we put this commercial on the website?
Let me check and see if they're... It's already there.
Oh, look at that.
It's on the show fun page at philhewlettandfriends.com.
Wow.
Power
very
wheels.
Cute, but that was very funny.
Big wheels.
Big wheels
I
were
vote
the bomb.
Big wheels.
Yeah.
Power wheels. Come on. Get some exercise,
Dukes
kids.
Of Hazzard big
get out
wheel.
There.
Yeah.
Hey, that's it for hour one of the show. Nobody was killed. But there's more to come, so we have an opportunity ahead, including, never mind the flu or even Ebola, there's a new old disease we thought we had a handle on that's making a comeback. Plus, is the president's plan for the internet dead in the water? Our tech guy weighs in. Those stories and a whole lot more in the second hour of Phil Hewlett and Friends. Coming up next.
In sports, speed is everything. When it comes to headache relief, speed is the only thing. Introducing Goody's Headache Relief Shot, the all-new liquid fast formula. Just screw off the top, down the shot, and knock back pain for fast, long-lasting relief. Leave headache pain behind with Goody's Headache Relief Shot, available now at Walgreens.
Here's a great idea for your next outing, a cruise of the L.A. Harbor on a Spirit Cruises yacht. Whether you have a large party, a company outing, wedding reception, a reunion, or you need the perfect setting for a romantic evening, Spirit Cruises offers everything you need to relax and enjoy your time on the water. For a limited time, enjoy Sunday brunch at Portsacall Waterfront Dining right next door, and the first Spirit Cruises Harbor Cruise of the day is free. For more information, call 310-548-8080 or visit spiritmarine.com. You are listening to Phil Hewlett and Friends. This is hour two of the talk show where you get nothing but fun, informative, sometimes unexpected conversation about the stories you care about most. You'll hear from the experts, authors, and others. And we hope to put a little smile on your face along the way. In this hour, if you got your shots as a kid, there's no way you should start swelling up like a grapefruit, right? Well, maybe not. Our doctor checks in with one more thing for you to worry about. Plus, there's new net neutrality news, and our tech guy will tell you how to think. Because generally speaking, he's right about these things. The friends are here. Aaron Myers, Jay Capadonia, Chris Martin. I'm Phil Hewlett. Again, thanks for tuning in. We'll get things rolling here in the second hour with you, Aaron. It's always a heartwarming story when somebody goes missing and a lot of time has passed. And all of a sudden, this person shows up and there's a wonderful reunion and the city comes out and they bring cakes and there's a parade and all of that. Yeah, you have one of those stories, right?
Not exactly, but you do like those ones. This, I think a woman was hoping it would go this way, but apparently a woman in Wisconsin, she said her husband went missing about 9 years ago and didn't leave a note, didn't tell her anything, just disappeared, vanished. She knew nothing. Well, apparently she just found him on Facebook. So, you know, emotions. He's alive. He's okay. Well, he's also married to someone else. Yes. So I guess he left in 2005 and, you know.
He didn't have the guts to divorce her. He just disappeared.
Just disappeared.
And started another life.
Yeah. I mean, everyone has bad breakups, but this takes the cake when you just leave and get married and
maybe
then put yourself on Facebook.
Maybe she drove him away.
Yeah.
He's
that's how she found him was Facebook.
And his family, and he has kids,
with
too?
His new wife. It doesn't say if he has
a dog.
He had kids from
house.
Before, but he did have a new wife.
Uh-huh.
And so now, apparently, he faces charges for bigamy and fraud and could go to jail for 6 years. So he probably should have just divorced her.
He should have, yeah. The fraud thing, that is something. How do you just abandon your family completely and then start another one and expect that nobody's going to find you?
Oh, and he left her in major debt, too. So he's a good guy all around. A winner.
He wanted a fresh start.
Yes.
All right.
That's like taking breaking up via text to a whole new level. You know, you just wake
just
up and
disappear.
They're gone one day.
Yeah, Chris, I think you're right. What a dog.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to adopt him.
No, probably not, but you could adopt some real ones.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, on Thanksgiving, the very first animal adoption telethon is going to go take place on Fox, and it's called Fox's Cause for Paws, an all-star dog spectacular.
Oh, boy.
I will be watching.
Yeah.
It's hosted by Jane Lynch and Hillary Swank. They're going to have all sorts of celebs, and people can donate money to Pet Finder.
Jane Lynch.
She's a big animal rescue person.
Funny, and she also gives you the impression that if you don't do what she says, she's going to hurt you.
Yeah. They're going to adopt out all the dogs, I think. They're going to find a lot of homes for these foster dogs. And
is that like a local thing in Los Angeles, or can somebody in Milwaukee?
It's all over, and they're going to be airing videos of dogs in different parts of the country that need homes.
That just sounds like, are they going to play Sarah McLachlan's Angel?
That's the worst. It makes me cry every time. I have to turn it down.
That late night commercial?
Exactly.
Yes.
That makes you want to puke because the dogs are so brutalized and
bad. No,
makes you want to puke?
Yeah, because like
they doesn't make you want to cry?
No, it's like, dude, I'm trying to eat my midnight snack here.
Hey.
I'm in the middle of an ice cold pizza.
I had no idea you were so heartless.
I know.
No, it's not that I'm heartless. It's that they show these dogs that are like have been beaten. It's sad. It is sad, but they're not pretty to look at, Phil.
And they're like emaciated,
yeah.
And they're on three legs.
And then the song, it's like really.
The song just is
thanks.
The extra
you
nail.
Yeah,
yes.
It makes you feel bad. Because
so you feel like your space, you're enjoying watching TV. You're sitting there with your socks off and your beer, whatever. You're nice and relaxed in your Barco lounger.
Yeah.
And these images of dogs that you'd rather not look at have just invaded your private moment.
Exactly. Exactly. I like sitting on my couch with, you know, nothing but my boxes on, pizza in one hand and beer in the other.
Yet they have not penetrated your cold steel heart in the very least.
Not
How
at all.
How can those eyes not work on you?
No.
Oh.
I need to ask a serious pet adoption question. If we adopt a pet, do you have to pay? Are you paying for it, or are you just paying for the paperwork to process it? You adopt an animal for free, right?
Most, I guess, rescues make charge you something, and it's usually to help out with the rescue fees
and the shots
and the shots, and they usually spay or neuter them.
A life. It
but
be
it's
for
a lot
free.
Less than right. a lot less than going and buying a dog.
Can you upgrade to a shampoo or something like that?
Huh?
And if you're on the other side of the country, do they just mail it to you?
No,
that's what
they're
I'm
not.
Saying, right?
Usually, you're going to adopt in the area that you live in.
Yeah, but the
there's enough to go
the
around.
Telethon.
Is that right, Aaron? There's enough to go
there's
around.
There's plenty of animals all over that you can adopt, and I have half of them. So
that's why Bob Barker always said, "Spay and neuter your pets."
Very true.
Yeah.
Very
what if
true.
You want a kitten? It's not the dog telethon, right?
No, no kittens at the dog telethon, but on Tuesday you could actually get a handful of kittens. There's a company called Soul Pancake, and they did an experiment in Los Angeles.
Pancake.
Soul Pancake.
I like it.
I think that's Oprah Winfrey's company or some subsidiary of hers, I believe.
They did something really cute. I know that. They invited a bunch of really stressed out adults in LA to go into this box that they set up in a park that was clear. And they said, you're going to meditate. We're hopefully going to try to help you de-stress. Well, people got in the box. They listened to this meditation thing. And they were told to close their eyes. And then when they opened them, the box was filled with kittens.
No.
Yes. Yeah. Allergy central.
People
thanks.
Were very happy. Everyone was smiling. And they were playing with them. And most of them said that they felt a lot less stressed after they did the kitten
until
play
they claw
time.
Your face.
These were nice kittens. They were all pre-picked for friendly. Yes.
They're not feral kitties?
No, they're all up, I think, for adoption, the kittens too.
It's a good thing they didn't put that guy from Of Mice and Men in there.
What? You mean he would just crush, put them in a bag and
see, this is why I don't bring like cute stories anymore about animals, because this is what I'm dealing with here. These two now.
You get so excited when you start talking about kittens and puppies, the look on your face.
No, Chris is a dog guy, but I don't think he's a kitten guy. Is that right?
No, I like cats and dogs, yeah.
You do?
Oh yeah.
No cats, come on.
That's where I learned
that. That's why I haven't showed you the picture I took from yesterday, Jay.
What picture?
Oh, the kittens that I have, the cats that I have, and I got my dogs. In the same photo, it's a great picture.
Oh. Should we post this on the website?
People will probably think I'm crazy. Or
you
than
are
they already
crazy.
Think. But we can post it.
Yeah.
Shows
we
what
can?
My room looks like. Yeah.
Okay, good. Yeah, send it over. We'll get it to the Web Munchkins.
Sounds like Allergy Central.
Yeah.
I vacuum a lot.
You know, there are a lot of, we're not implying anything about you, Aaron, but there are a lot of Looney Tunes out there.
Well,
and
you're not.
No, of course.
I'm
completely leveled. But there's this guy in Alaska we should learn about, Jay. What's he up to?
Well, Alaska state troopers are urging people to stop putting their laundry out on lines. Now, in Alaska, there's not a lot of electricity. So a lot of people live out kind of off the grid. And that's how they dry their laundry. They wash it in the creek. And then they put it out on the line, and hopefully it dries, and hopefully it doesn't snow.
Is frozen better than dry?
I don't know. I don't know how they would do it in the winter. I'm sure they just kind of wring it out, and here you go. Yeah. But evidently, there's a guy running around Kodiak stealing women's underwear right off the line.
Ah.
He has been called the Undie Bandit.
Undie Bandit.
Yes, one woman told the local the local television station, KTUU, by the way, if you want to check them out.
Ka-choo!
Whoever this perv is, he stole all of mine and my friend Macy's underwear in one day.
She sounds angry.
She is. She's pissed. So this is, I think it's hilarious. Guy running around, total weirdo. But when you're in Alaska and there's not much to do.
That's excitement.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. It's like it kind of melts your brain a little bit, so maybe the guy's faculties aren't there.
By the way, you first, ladies first.
I was just going to say, problem, it starts as just stealing underwear, and then it goes to who knows what.
Well, see,
right,
here's,
exactly.
Let me take you to Florida, Jacksonville, Florida, to be specific. There's a 24-year-old guy there who's been running around the city for several weeks, stealing the flushing mechanism from toilets at businesses, and then selling them for scrap metal. Well, they finally caught him last week, stealing them from a McDonald's. And he's facing several theft charges.
Wow.
Aren't those plastic? Aren't
the insides?
Oh, the inside. I thought you meant the actual, like the little thing that you grab to flush the toilet.
No, there's some stuff inside that you can get out. That's useful.
Really?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm not a Looney Tune.
Doesn't seem like a lucrative business at all.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like it's so little.
Yeah.
That's really funny.
Hey, we all got our shots when we were kids, right? Around the table, we all got our shots, right?
Yes.
All right. So, We never got, and we don't expect to get the mumps, do we? Of course not. But last night, it was revealed that a couple of Anaheim Ducks hockey players actually have the mumps. How crazy is that? We'll find out how crazy and whether you can still get it even though you've gotten your shots. That's next here on Phil Hewlett and Friends.
In sports, speed is everything. When it comes to headache relief, speed is the only thing. Introducing Goody's Headache Relief Shot, the all-new liquid fast formula. Just screw off the top, down the shot, and knock back pain for fast, long-lasting relief. Leave headache pain behind with Goody's Headache Relief Shot, available now at Walgreens.
Here's a great idea for your next outing, a cruise of the L.A. Harbor on a Spirit Cruises yacht. Whether you have a large party, a company outing, wedding reception, a reunion, or you need the perfect setting for a romantic evening, Spirit Cruises offers everything you need to relax and enjoy your time on the water. For a limited time, enjoy Sunday brunch at Portsacall Waterfront Dining right next door, and the first Spirit Cruises Harbor Cruise of the day is free. For more information, call 310-548-8080 or visit spiritmarine.com. You're listening to Phil Hewlett and Friends, and that's a good thing. We like when you do that. In fact, there's so many ways to do that. Go to the How to Listen page at philhewlettandfriends.com. You get the Android app. Soon we'll have one for your iPhone. We're in brand new today. We just found out that we are available now on iHeartRadio. Isn't that a great thing?
That's awesome.
Hey, a huge game last night, Ducks versus Kings. They call it the freeway face-off. We're not talking about hockey here, but it's a story that came from last night's game. Anaheim Ducks star forward Corey Perry has missed about a half dozen games. He's been hooked up to an IV in a hospital with, quote, unquote, flu-like symptoms. Information trickled out. A couple,
Ebola?
Yeah, that's what we were saying, just to, you know, jokingly, but it's not Ebola. A couple days ago, Ducks defenseman Francois Beauchemin, which means beautiful path in French.
Beauchemin.
He came down with the same thing. He's in the hospital. And during last night's game against the Kings, it was revealed that the two of them have the mumps.
What are they, 13?
Yes. I didn't think that was possible. Let's figure this out. Joining us now is Dr. Michael Z. Kurtz from Valley View Wellness Medical Center in Garden Grove, California. Dr. Kurtz, hello.
Hello. Good afternoon.
The mumps?
The mumps.
That's odd. I mean, I thought that, you know, you get your shots as a kid, you don't have to worry about getting the mumps. What's going on?
That's usually the case, but in this case, that's not what happened. Maybe they didn't get it, or maybe their immunity to it wore off, and now they were exposed to it.
Oh, now that's worrisome. Your immunity wears off?
Yeah.
It can. It's not real common, but you know what? Who knows where they got it? In France, who knows what immunizations they got?
Yeah, well, no, they're both Canadian.
Yeah. Okay, well,
you know, and I don't know.
Go there.
I don't know how rural. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, Dr. Kurtz.
They needed health care, okay? Yeah, they might not have gotten it.
Yeah. Why are Canadians' immune systems weaker than ours here in the States? Can you explain that to us?
I'm just kidding.
Do they have the same inoculation guidelines that we do? Do you know?
Pretty much they do.
Yeah.
They do.
All right. Yeah. But we can't. I'd have to look into it to see what kind of rural upbringing the two had. It's possible that
they both
grew up on farms.
4 years of practice, yeah. I've only seen maybe one or two cases of the mumps. You know, and a lot of times it goes undiagnosed because people don't realize that's what they have.
Well, what exactly is it? Do your glands swell up around the neck? Is that what happens?
Yeah. What happens is your parotid glands are the most common. That's your salivary glands. They're located right by your ears. You could have it either on one side or both sides. Very painful. Can be very, very swollen. And those are usually the symptoms.
Now, how dangerous is it for adults?
It's really not dangerous. The danger is, you know, you usually don't die from it. It doesn't cause death or anything like that. You have to be hydrated. But the problem is, being a man, the problem is you could have a condition called orchitis, which is an inflammation of your testicle, and that can lead to sterilization.
Oh, no. That's bad.
That's the problem. Yeah, that's why we don't like to, that's why we get the shot and we don't want to give it, you know?
So you just added new texture to the whole understanding of mumps.
Wow.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
You know, women could get, an inflammation of their ovary, but, you know, that's okay. That's not as bad as what we would get. It's more painful for us.
Oh, you mean because you can't see it? Is that it? The women?
Well, no, you could feel it and you could see. Yeah, it could be swollen down there.
But no, for the women, you say they could get a...
Well, the women would just have pain. They'd have like a little bit of pain down there, which they get very commonly around their period.
Yeah.
They'd probably ignore it. They wouldn't realize that that's what it was from.
All right. So, now with this conversation, it almost seems silly for me to ask this question, but is it contagious?
Yes, it is.
And so let's assume...
So the whole hockey team.
Yeah. So how is it contagious? Is it from skin to skin touching, or is it floating in the air? What is it?
it's floating in the air, but there's another way you can get it, and this is how I picture they got it. It can be from, you know, respiratory secretions, saliva, things like that. A person coughing or sneezing on you.
How about perspiration?
Exactly, perspiration, all that kind of stuff. But you want to know another way is drinking from somebody's bottle.
Oh, the players do that a lot.
And that's very common.
Yeah. The hockey players, yeah, you see them, they grab
that
plastic Gatorade bottle.
Yes.
They squirt a little out first, and that's what they do to kind of disinfect, and then they squirt some in their mouth. And
that makes sense.
Then the next guy squirts a little out, and it's how they do it.
They're multi-gajillion-dollar franchises. Why can't they have a water bottle for every
Gatorade
player?
God's sake, right? They should have their own Gatorade. Come on.
Yeah.
Yeah, with their names on it.
We could do it.
And have a guy over there that moves them around as they move up and down the bench.
Yeah, now we're creating jobs, you see?
All right, Dr. Kurtz, do we need to get booster shots?
I mean, if you're exposed, I mean, that probably wouldn't be a bad idea because there is a mumps vaccine by itself. Because when you're a child, you know, the kids now get two shots of it. They get the MMR at like 12 months of age and again at 4 to 6.
Yeah.
And that's the mumps, measles, and rubella. But if you're exposed, yeah, my recommendation is that they should probably get the mumps vaccine because, you know what, they could come down with it.
Yeah, see, we were hearing about people getting measles, and now we've got people getting mumps. Are people getting rubella too?
I haven't seen any, not to my knowledge, but I wouldn't be surprised if that's going around also.
Great.
We're all going to die.
No. It doesn't cause death. Nobody's going to die. Not from that.
Right. No death or anything like that, I think, is the medical term that you used earlier. Yeah.
Just swollen testicles, that's all.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, see, you know, let's say you've got a swollen testicle from the mumps, or you have a swollen ovary from the mumps, and you partake in some adult sexual activity. Are you going to pass it along to your partner?
Well, you could pass around not from having sex, but you could pass around from the droplets, you know, from breathing on them, sneezing on them. That's how you get it.
That's it. Okay.
Not from sex. Yeah, you won't get it from sex. So you're okay there. But
yeah.
Thank God.
Way, you know, cause
so like kissing the swollen area is not going to do the trick.
It won't do it. No, that's not how you get it.
No.
No, not at all.
Hey, Dr. Kurtz, let's say I'm the PA announcer for said hockey team that may or may not have the mumps. Do I have anything to worry about?
As long as you don't come in contact with them directly and you don't drink from them, you should be okay.
Yeah. As long as they don't skate up to that little hole in the glass in front of me and speak loudly to me right through that little hole.
You're around glass. You should not be worried at all. You don't come in contact with these guys at all.
All right. By the way, how about that hockey game last night?
That was awesome. That was an awesome game.
Yeah.
That was a great comeback and a great win.
Yeah, it was. It ranks way up there, definitely top five in all of the hockey games I've ever seen. So if you get a chance to watch that one over again, whether you're a Kings or a Ducks fan.
No, I'm going to watch it again.
I'd say the same thing if the overtime result was different, if it went to the other team. I'd say the same thing. Just a great game.
Right, with the shootout, yeah, but it was a great game.
Here's
my question to you guys. Did you guys all get immunized, or did you have these infections as children? Do you remember?
I got the chicken pox as a kid, but I got a bunch of shots.
Yeah, I got
little.
The shots. I got the chicken pox, too, but no mumps.
Yeah, because you know what I had as a kid, because I'm older than you guys, I had all of it. Mumps, measles, chicken pox, I had it all.
Wow.
Yeah.
Really?
Any immunization. And back then, they had polio as a sugar cube. That's how we got it.
Yeah.
And they had the smallpox vaccine. Those are the only ones that I had, and the tetanus shot.
I do not remember.
Yeah, I got tetanus.
Hey, is natural immunization, does it have a longer-lasting effect than actually being immunized? Like, if you experience some mumps as a kid, are you going to have a resistance to it longer than just getting the shot?
Yeah, that's a good question. It probably depends on the person, I would say. Hmm. Some people had it as a kid, and they're immune for their whole life. Some people aren't. You know, like I had the hepatitis B vaccines, and I'm not immune to hepatitis B.
Yeah.
I'm really careful in the office.
Yeah.
So it depends on the person. You know, it all depends on your immunization and, you know, how you're feeling. And, you know, you got to keep yourself healthy and in good health and good shape, you know, every day.
Dr. Kurtz, we'll get rest, stay hydrated, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Okay. And go Ducks, baby. Go Ducks.
There you go. Yeah, there you go. He's right there in the heart of Ducks Land in Orange County, Garden Grove. That's where Valley View Wellness Medical Center is. And we have a link to his practice on our links page. And also on our, what do we call that page where the frequent people are? Tell you what, I'm going to look at it right now because I forgot what it's called. Because
frequent guest page?
The Web Munchkins put this little page together. And I'll tell you where it is. So if you hover over the about thing on the menu, it says regular contributors.
Look at that.
You can get a load of Dr. Kurtz. There's a photo of him in his doctor outfit. And you could click on his face and go to his website.
So to have a good life, you can either listen to Dr. Kurtz and get a bunch of shots and live happy and healthy, or you could be the oldest living veteran and drink and smoke every day.
Yeah.
And then do yard work and live to be 110 years old.
That's
I'm
right.
going with the Marine.
Why
just
not?
Saying.
Why not? All right. So you guys feel pretty good, but you're not going to get the mumps?
I hope not.
I think I'm good.
I feel safe. What happened in the game last night, by the way? I didn't see any of it or
hear
anything.
Oh, it was it was fast-paced. It was crazy. It was Kings ahead, and then the Ducks come from behind, then the Kings went ahead. Then they went ahead 2 goals, and the Ducks came from behind. They went to overtime and went to the overtime period, then went to the shootout, and the Ducks won in the shootout.
That's what hockey's all about, huh?
Yeah, it was great.
It's great.
Right. By the way, top 10 top causes of death in the United States back in the year 1900 were the flu and tuberculosis.
Oh.
So.
Makes sense.
Things have changed. Today, neither of those make the top 10.
Oh.
The top two are heart disease and cancer. Now, I have a feeling that back in 1900, people would get heart disease and cancer, and they had no clue that that's what they had, and they probably thought they had the flu.
Right, exactly. Modern technology has grown since then.
Or they'd say they got a case of the croup.
The croup?
Yeah.
What is that?
That's a cough, right?
It's probably another way to say they've got the flu.
Oh, yeah, God. And or cancer or whatever.
Hey, should the internet be more like a utility where you just, you know, it's all put together by your state or local government and then you pay a fee based on your usage? Does that sound like a ridiculous idea to you or a good idea? Our tech guy's going to weigh in on that coming up next right here on Phil Hewlett and Friends. Thanks for tuning in. It's Phil Hewlett and Friends. And it's only a matter of time before the internet, which is a brave new world. It's free to everybody. It's the epitome of freedom. It's content put out there by individuals.
You could imbeciles?
Those two. You are free to be an imbecile on the internet. You could sit in your living room and create content. And one person could enjoy it, or 100 million people can enjoy it. You're free to do all of that. And that's the type of thing that makes the government nervous, frankly, because they like to have their paws in just about everything. And so we have a new conversation about net neutrality and whether the internet should be more like a utility these days. And our tech guy, Jeremy Antecuni, is here with us. Jeremy, you've been keeping us up to speed. You've been learning us a piece about net neutrality. We think we understand what it means and why your point of view is important to us for our freedoms and our future usage of the internet. But the latest developments and a plan that the president has thrown his weight behind, what do you think about it? Tell us about it first.
You know, net neutrality is the concept that the internet should be an open playing field. There shouldn't be anyone that has to pay more to access the internet to get faster speeds. Things should not be blocked. It should be free and open, just like the internet's was when it first started. The concept was, you know, make this network available to anyone. And so Obama earlier this week came out in strong support of net neutrality, and this is really good news because the FCC and Chairman Tom Wheeler has put forth some proposed rules that really do go against the spirit of net neutrality and enable companies to start charging for creating these what are called fast lanes. Essentially, companies like Netflix and Google and other companies that want to deliver content to their subscribers are starting to have to pay the internet providers in order to get that content delivered. And so the FCC rules would say, hey, that's great, that's okay. But that really does go against the concept of net neutrality and certainly against the spirit of the internet as a whole. And so Obama did come out in strong support of net neutrality with 4 main points. One is no blocking. So if you request a website or you want to access a streaming video service, whether or not it competes with the provider that you're using, it shouldn't be blocked. Number 2 is no throttling. So the internet connection that you're paying for shouldn't be slowed down because of content maybe competing with the provider that you're using. So they shouldn't be throttling the content. And then, of course, no paid prioritization, which is, of course, what Netflix is having to do and what these other internet companies are having to do, paying providers to essentially get their traffic prioritized. So I think that these are certainly great points. And there's a fourth, which is increased transparency. transparency. It's a little vague and doesn't really get into very specific stuff. But the three main points that we just mentioned are really important, and I hope that people do take action and let everybody know that you do support net neutrality, because it is very, very important you do so.
You know, sometimes from a political sense, you see an opportunity and you get in there and you draw the line in the sand, but there's an end game. And I have to wonder, because you've seen over the years how government works, and I wonder if support of net neutrality today is an entree to nationalizing the internet somewhere down the line.
It certainly could be. It's interesting to see. Obviously, the internet was born here in the United States and has obviously spread worldwide, but a majority of that infrastructure and a lot of the important pieces are still controlled by the U.S. And we're seeing, as the NSA spying scandal has come out and other people are realizing that these are serious issues, other...
Oh, really, Jeremy? That's really interesting.
Well, see, once you start talking about this thing, all of a sudden the NSA pulls the plug on you.
Yep, and that happens a lot on this program.
Yeah, mid-sentence, Jeremy, but the moment you get back, feel free to just start jumping in and continuing on us here. But, I think if all of a sudden internet service providers had to hand over their business to a state or a local or a federal government agency, then all of a sudden we have essentially given up our internet freedom at that point, because if the government says you can, here are the rules of how you can use your internet connection, and if you step outside of those boundaries, I mean, let's be honest, a lot of illegal activity is going on the internet.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
But how do they find out something illegal is happening unless they're spying on everybody and they find out when somebody steps over the line? And in the meantime, they get to see all the things that you're doing that are marginally legal, but perhaps not acceptable in the community. All right? You're the fire chief, but you're looking at all sorts of things online that maybe your constituents wouldn't want to know that you were looking at. But now the government knows. Anyway, do we have Jeremy back?
I'm back. Yeah, a little coincidence there. Start talking about net neutrality. And
we made that comment. It was an observation that was too hard to pass up. That's for sure.
So again, super, super important. The fact that Obama appointed Tom Wheeler to be the chairman of the SEC is kind of raising some eyebrows. The guy was an industry lobbyist for the cable industry for many years, the telecommunications industry for many years. So he certainly, in my opinion, is not the right person to be leading the FCC. I think John Oliver really hit the nail on the head when he called him a dingo. You basically wouldn't have a dingo babysitting your children, and that's essentially what we have here.
Dingoes ate my baby. Yeah. All right. Hey, so if you're an iPhone or an iPad owner, you've got something to worry about these days. At least Homeland Security has sent out a warning. What's that about?
Yeah, this is kind of scary. So, the iOS environment, the ecosystem, has been incredibly secure over the course of the last 7 years or so since it's been around, and there have been very few spyware attacks or viruses that have affected iOS. But this one is kind of bad. So it's called the mask attack, and essentially, it doesn't require you to, just simply visit a website or just, have something happen behind the scenes. You have to participate in it. You have to actually tap install, and you have to say that you're going to trust the provider of the software. So there are a couple steps that users have to take, but it is kind of scary, because what this allows somebody to do is create an application that looks and feels just like any other app on your phone. So, for example, let's say we've got the Bank of America app. I could create a copy of that app, and instead of logging into Bank of America, I could capture your username and password and store it myself. Hmm. But the scary part is that using this vector, this attack method, they can actually install the app over top of the Bank of America app that you have installed currently.
So that's
you
evil.
You wouldn't have any idea that it wasn't the original app. So definitely caution yourself on when you're installing apps. Only do it from the App Store. If you ever get a pop-up that asks you to install an app or to trust a developer, don't.
Wow. That's kind of like saying if going to the bathroom, like you do several times a day, just the fact that you go could kill you. Right?
I would think twice about going to the bathroom.
Yes. You'd hold it until you die.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, gosh, I mean, apps have become so common that we can't live without them. Well, maybe we can, obviously, but gee.
And this is particularly scary because the way that they're installing them is using something called an enterprise distribution account. And so large companies have the ability to install their own software on devices that they control and don't have to bother with Apple's approval process. So these apps themselves that we're talking about here that can be installed using the mask attack can do things that normal App Store apps can't, like run in the background, monitor other applications, and do things that applications typically can't do. So this certainly is kind of a scary one.
Can you develop something, Jeremy? Because I know you're an app guy. You know how all of this stuff works. Can you develop something that shrink wraps all of our apps?
Shrink wraps our apps.
Yeah, you know what I mean? So that they're
You talking about an app condom?
Exactly. I want my apps to be impermeable from
apps.
All of these attacks.
Yeah, at least 99.9999%
yes.
of the time.
Right, because that's a good average.
Yeah, we can't, and I think Apple's done a pretty good job so far, and I suspect that this one will be resolved fairly quickly. Mm-hmm. The way that they're going to solve this is essentially checking the certificate of the application when it gets installed to make sure that it is what it says it is. Yeah. So this one certainly will be a thing of the past, but until that is updated, certainly do be careful when you're installing apps outside of the App Store. This doesn't apply to any apps in the App Store.
All right, now the internet, it's free, essentially. Well, you pay for your service provider and all of that, but surfing around, landing on websites, and using whatever is out there, generally speaking, is free unless it's subscription content or unless you're buying something. And when you get something for free on the internet, Jeremy, what exactly does free mean?
That means that you're selling your soul to whoever's giving it to you for free.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
Right, exactly.
If you're not paying for the product, you are the product.
So Facebook is free, and that's what we're talking about today.
Facebook, our friends over at Facebook, they are proposing some new privacy settings, and instead of using that typical legalese that is very challenging to look at and almost nobody reads, they're trying to take a different approach and use common plain English to kind of illustrate what it is that they're doing. But the problem with that is that it makes things open to interpretation, right? So if somebody says a sentence like, we want our advertising to be as relevant and as interesting as the other information you find on our services, and with this in mind, we use all of your information about you to show you relevant ads.
Oh.
That's kind of ambiguous, right? You don't know what that really means. Before, it said, you give us permission to use your name, your profile picture, content, information in connection with commercial, sponsored, and related content, and yada, yada, yada. It was very specific what they could and couldn't do. But these new privacy policies that are based in plain English are certainly give them more leeway to do things.
Yeah.
One thing I would caution people to note with the new policy that Facebook is putting forward is that they can gather your location data, whether or not you have GPS turned on, whether or not you have enabled location services from all of the devices from which Facebook is installed via GPS, of course, if you've got it turned on and you've enabled it, but also from Bluetooth and Wi-Fi.
Oh.
So they're able to figure out where you are even if you haven't given them permission to use your GPS in the phone.
Yeah, yeah. When's it going to come to that point where you're using your locator service on your phone and rather than it saying some general area, like you're near your supermarket or you're near Disneyland or that sort of thing, it says you're in your bathroom.
It's the precision of the GPS on these devices is incredibly fine. And one thing most people don't realize is that when they install an application that asks to use your location, they're able to pinpoint you down to a very, very specific granular level. And, whoever the app developer is getting that information if you do enable it. So, mm-hmm. If you're looking at, Google Maps and you're able to see where the person is on that map, you can pretty easily tell what area of the house they are based on the granularity of the information that the GPS provides. So definitely want to caution against, if you're not trusting an application or if you're not sure who developed the application, definitely think twice about it.
What have we done? We're finished. We really are. But it's fun, though. We're enjoying our demise.
We are every day.
Yes.
Every day.
Speaking of, how soon did you go and check out Kim Kardashian's butt?
You know, to be completely honest, my wife showed me Pick. I was actually Jose yesterday.
Exactly.
I flew home, and she's like, oh, I got to show you something. I'm like, oh, my God, I can't unsee that.
Yeah.
I know. Jeremy, exactly true. My wife and my daughters saw it before I did.
That's hilarious.
They were sitting around the TV, you know, sitting looking at their iPhone saying, hey, look at this.
I don't want to look at that. Thanks.
Don't lie.
We have a link on our show fun page if you want to look at it again. All right.
Oh, thank you, Phil. I will not check that out.
Happy to help. Jeremy Anticone, thank you. We'll talk to you again. Some more tech next week. Wow. Don't you feel safe now?
No.
I'd be afraid about that app hacking thing, except for I figure they're probably going after people with some money in their bank account.
Yeah, I would think so. All right, up next, please don't bury your head in the sand. We didn't do that story already, did we?
Negative.
Good. That's why we're doing it next here on Phil Hewlett and Friends. I want to tell you about a spectacular dining experience. It's Ports of Call Waterfront Dining, award-winning service and cuisine with a view of the dynamic L.A. Harbor from every seat. Enjoy daily sunset specials as well as the South Bay's best bottomless champagne brunch. The outdoor harborside patio is a perfect setting for happy hour every weekday from 3 to 8. Ports of Call Waterfront Dining. For reservations and directions, visit portsofcalldining.com or call 310-833-3553.
In sports, speed is everything. When it comes to headache relief, speed is the only thing. Introducing Goody's Headache Relief Shot, the all-new liquid fast formula. Just screw off the top, down the shot, and knock back pain for fast, long-lasting relief. Leave headache pain behind with Goody's Headache Relief Shot. Available now at Walgreens.
Right. Yeah, having fun. It's our final segment of the program today. We've covered so many stories, but there are more to cover, including this one that comes out of Australia, Chris. Tell us about this day at the beach.
Well, 400 people hit Sydney's Bondi Beach today, and they chose to all dig holes in the beach sand, stick their heads in the sand, and bury their heads in it.
Why in the world would they do that? That doesn't sound like they A, would survive, mm-mm, or B, they might get sand crabs up their noses.
Yeah, it's not a rational thing to do. And besides being a great picture as a reason to do it, they're doing it also out of protest because, I don't know if you know this or not, but Australia is hosting the G20 summit this weekend, which is where nations get together and discuss worldly issues. And one thing that's not on the docket, climate control and climate change,
mm-hmm,
that issue that's happening.
They're not talking about that?
They're not talking about it. It's not on the agenda. And so these protesters got together, these, what do you call them, Jay?
What's that?
Protesters? People that care about climate change?
Idiots? No, I mean, no, I'm sorry.
They're just going to say granola eaters or something like that.
The hippies?
Tree huggers?
No, I'm with you.
So they all, they stuck their heads in the sand, and even the leader of their group was screaming, hey, listen, the United States are on board, China's on board, why aren't we covering this?
I love that rap by Far East Movement, like a G20. That's a pretty good rap.
No, that's a G6.
Oh, is it?
Right.
Oh.
What the... Oh my God!
Like a G6.
When I was a kid,
yeah.
You know what we did for fun?
Rap didn't exist.
We climbed trees.
You know what? There's a 4-year-old out of Alabama that's got more cojones than anybody in this room.
Oh yeah, how? What?
4-year-old and his brother, right? Older brother, of course. They're playing what else? Truth or dare?
Yeah.
Fun game.
Brother says, "Hey, buddy, I dare you to climb as high as you can in their front yard tree."
How old's your brother?
It doesn't say, but all it says is that it's his older brother.
All right, but how old's a kid that's going to climb?
4 years old.
Oh.
No fear.
Yeah.
At four years old, you have no fear.
Yeah.
Kid climbed 50 feet into this
50
tree.
50 feet?
50 feet.
If he told you to jump off a cliff, would you do it?
Yeah, exactly.
Probably. In this
the
one.
4-year-old's grandmother ran out and was like, you got to come down, you got to come down. Apparently, the little 4-year-old was clinging to a tree branch with his eyes closed, screaming,
oh,
I can't get down.
Well, I can tell you, going up is easier than coming down.
Oh, exactly, right?
So he was brave for half the dare, and then he realized, oh, man.
Crap. So grandma calls 911, right? Fire department comes out. They can't get him down.
Oh,
They can rescue a cat, but they can't get the kid?
This kid was not moving.
Oh, they need
not
to bring out
moving.
Bring out the bear trampoline.
No. Yeah, just fall. That'll make him feel good. What they did was they actually brought in a local tree trimming service, and they had a guy climb the tree, grab the kid, pass him over to the firefighter, and that's how they got him.
Those guys are good with the tree climbing. Like, they have to really take, like, there's courses and there's training, so they know what they're doing.
We used to climb the tree out front of our house, and we used to call it the Enterprise. And we would climb up that tree, and the bridge of the Enterprise was higher than the top of our house.
Well, there you go.
And we used to sit up there for hours and just kind of scan the environment.
Looking for Klingons?
From one street to the next. Yes, it was great.
Now, see, that's cool, man.
And they had those little things that grew off of there. You could pull them and throw them like grenades.
Yeah, the little, they're like spiked.
Yeah, but they have those little red beans inside them. You know the ones I'm talking about? Yes.
Chuck them at cars? Is
exactly.
That, you?
That was us.
Photon torpedoes.
All right. Let's end on a nice note, shall we? Let's save a baby elephant.
Well, this elephant saved itself. It doesn't need us.
Really?
Yes. A baby elephant about a year old in Zambia was attacked by like 14 tigers and lions. And he fended them off, and it actually earned him the nickname Hercules. He 14? Chased them away. They were jumping on him, and he made it out. So
lions and tigers together?
Yes.
Oh, my.
Yes. No bears involved in this one, but yes, lions and tigers.
It's odd that they'd be working in tandem.
I mean, an elephant, that's a lot of meat.
When you're hungry.
Yeah, yeah, true. But do you imagine the fight that would ensue after the fact as to who gets to keep the lion's share.
Yeah. So how do we know this happened?
They have it on video.
What?
Yes.
Do you?
Somebody capturing.
I send you guys that.
Did you send the video?
No, I think I forgot to send you that one, but I will because it's.
Who's filming that? Like, was it like Discovery Channel?
Mean people who
guys?
Weren't saving the elephant?
No. Somebody doing a documentary? Did they catch it?
They were animal.
Well, these days, look, you're cruising around. You've got your phone and say, oh, check that out.
Yeah.
The elephant's
it's about
eaten.
To get real.
Is that what you do?
Yeah, of course.
All right. But the baby elephant, did it get scratched up or what?
A little bit. They said there's some parts of the video that are hard to watch because the lions are putting their claws in it. But it survived and he found his family because I guess he got separated. But now
where'd the
back
big cats
family.
Go? They just said
they were done.
Forget this.
Yeah, too much of a fight.
This guy's too much of a tough character. We're going to get something.
There's easier food out there.
Yeah, get one of those wildebeests.
Yeah.
Are they any easier to catch?
Yeah, well, he's out there singing Hakuna Matata, of course. He'll
of course, yeah. Those wildebeests is tasty.
Yeah, they are.
Hey, we love your comments. Click contact at philhewlettandfriends.com. We're on Twitter at Faf Show, PHAF Show, facebook.com/philhewlettandfriends. Thanks to our executive producer, Mike Stark. Our producer is Brooke Peterson. Production assistant is Nick Wright. Our theme song is composed and performed by Russ Bonzen. For Aaron Myers, for Jay Capadonia, and Chris Martin, I'm Phil Hewlett.
Salami poke!
Can't wait to talk with you next time right here on Phil Hewlett and Friends.
In sports, speed is everything. When it comes to headache relief, speed is the only thing. Introducing Goody's Headache Relief Shot, the all-new liquid fast formula. Just screw off the top, down the shot, and knock back pain for fast, long-lasting relief. Leave headache pain behind with Goody's Headache Relief Shot. Available now at Walgreens.
Here's a great idea for your next outing. A cruise of the L.A. Harbor on a Spirit Cruises yacht. Whether you have a large party, a company outing, wedding reception, a reunion, or you need the perfect setting for a romantic evening, Spirit Cruises offers everything you need to relax and enjoy your time on the water. For a limited time, enjoy Sunday brunch at Portsacall Waterfront Dining right next door. And the first Spirit Cruises Harbor Cruise of the day is free. For more information, call 310-548-8080 or visit spiritmarine.com.